More than 30 years ago, a fledgling radio network, this one actually, was seeking an outpost in the media capital of the world, New York, New York. And so NPR leased space on the east side of Manhattan, and over the decades, that studio has seen, gosh, heads of state, Academy Award winners, and
all sorts of luminaries. Me, for example. Well, anyway, I worked there for a couple of years before I came here. And Alex, I have to say, physically, the place is pretty grim. Let's just say windows were not really in large supply. But now NPR is finally moving to new, slightly tonier offices a few blocks away. NPR's Mike Pesca prepared this, his last report from the old New York studios, and it's quite an homage.
If you walk down 42nd Street, take a left up 2nd, past the two or three guys who are always protesting the Israel consulate across the street, you find our building, or the building that used to be ours. The big NPR logo on the bureau's door offers no hint of just how underwhelmed you're about to be. Reporter Robert Krolwich is here now and was here two decades ago.
To this day, really, but then especially, there was just nothing corporate or inviting. You look, you tumbled into the University of Iowa's radio station.
But at Hawkeye 100, or whatever the kids listen to in Iowa City, you don't get the scenes that you do here. Krolwich remembers that just a couple months ago, sitting in our lobby were Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Ricky Gervais, and Calvin Trillin.
We just have three chairs stuck against the wall.
And it's the first thing you see when you walk in. So the FedEx guy walks
right,
past
the FedEx walks. Right. So you want to say, Calvin Trillin, Mr. Jabbar, this man is a very, very famous star in England. This is a major star in the basketball courts all around the world. And this guy here is like one of the funniest and most widely respected. But why would they have to know that?
It's also probably best if the guests don't look around too closely to check out the neighbors. At different times, the building has housed various non-permanent member nations to the UN, like SWAPO and the Tibet Mission. But the largest single tenant is Universal Media. Early on, engineer Manoli Weatherall, who's been working here since 1978, filled me in on the nature of their business.
Mostly they do
soft porn.
Most of the guests who visit our bureau are nice enough not to be put off by the holes in the carpet, but some get irked for other reasons. Former Interior Secretary James Watt once walked out of an interview. Lou Reed had to be handled when an interviewer admitted that she hadn't listened to the entire two-disc album. And Monica Lewinsky turned on her heel, leaving Terry Gross asking, "Monica? Monica, are you there?" Some stars, as Margot Adler remembers, are much more friendly.
Arnold Schwarzenegger came in. I was up on a stool editing tape, and he came around, and he put his hands in my hair and went, "Oh, beautiful hair."
And don't get Margot and Manoli started about the visit from Russian President Vladimir Putin.
He wouldn't use the men's room because, according to his people, it was far too disgusting.
It was.
They wound up offering him the women's room and changed the signs so as not to insult the former KGB officer. These little quirks, indignities, you might say, are the very things that endear us to this place. If ever anyone accuses NPR of going corporate, how could your mind not instantly flash to the filthy coffee pots or the unvented microwave nook? To hear Robert Krolwich tell it, we'll miss the quirky things about the old bureau, which hardly compares to his other tonier workplace.
I still work at ABC News. So when you walk into that building, you walk into a marble lobby, and then you rise up from the lobby on a very, very angular escalator, which takes you to some place that seems, well, you haven't gotten there yet because it takes so long, very, very important. So there's so much threshold and so much proscenium and so much getting ready to meet the man. Here, you open the door and there's Steve Martin, some banjo players that you would die for, and a world-class dancer. They're just sitting there on an old rackety chair.
Yeah.
Now, if I had to choose, and I sometimes get to every week, between going up the escalator in the beauty spot or going through that door, I'd choose the door because it's human scale.
The new offices open Monday. I've seen them. They've got a reception area and everything. Too bad. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
I'm in a New York state of mind.